IBM, the company whose name was synonymous with personal computing in the 1980s, has reportedly put its PC unit up for sale. The New York Times is reporting that IBM is in negotiations with China's largest PC manufacturer, a company called Lenovo Group Limited, and at least one other potential buyer. No longer dominant in the market, IBM is now the number three PC maker in the U.S., behind Dell and Hewlett-Packard, and the company controls less than 6% of the market. Even so, analysts say the IBM sale could reshape the computer industry. To find out more about IBM, we turn to Kevin Maney. He's the technology columnist for USA Today, and he's also the author of The Maverick and His Machine, Thomas Watson Sr. and the Making of IBM. Kevin, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Why is IBM doing this and why now?
IBM has been talking about getting out of personal computers for some time, because it's just really not their business. IBM's business is about doing big things for big customers and sending armies of consultants in to help somebody solve a problem and selling them huge roomfuls of computers. And the idea of selling these one at a time, you know, computers that are going to sit on somebody's desk is just a little side piece of what IBM does. And now they're competing against companies like Dell. That's all they do, and they do it so well, and they can create bigger margins, and they can sell these things for cheaper. And so it's just kind of a waste of time and effort to some degree for IBM to even be there anymore.
IBM, as you know, has been talking about this for quite some time. In the late 1990s, one of their annual reports included a subsection called The PC Era is Over, and I guess at the time the PC profit margins were beginning to shrink. What's happening now, and what does the sale at this time say about the market?
By selling the company now, it really says that the market is a lot like the television market was in the 1980s. TVs were, for years, for decades, were something American companies made. It was prestigious to make. But suddenly they eventually became something that everybody had, and everybody bought, you know, three or four of them, and it just wasn't profitable for U.S. companies to be there anymore. They started to be made in Japan and Korea and all these other places. And that's really what we're starting to see, a company from China becoming a huge supplier of personal computers, just as that kind of business went overseas when it was televisions in the 1980s.
You've spent a lot of time looking at the company, studying the company. What was IBM's role in bringing the PC into mainstream America?
In the early 1980s, Apple Computer was already established. It had the Apple II out there, but it was a toy. I mean, that's the way especially corporate America saw the Apple computers, as a toy. But IBM saw that it wanted to be in that market. It certainly didn't want to lose computing business to anybody. And what IBM did by putting a PC on the market was that it said, this stuff is worth buying. It's something that corporations might want to look at. And it also, accidentally really, by creating a personal computer that was built from parts from other companies, such as the Intel chips and the Microsoft operating system, it created a system where other companies could copy it, which drove the price down and created this market that we have today, where now you can go out and buy a 500 PC with, you know, zillions of gigabits of whatever on it. And it seems like incredible that we can get that kind of machine now.
And for a fraction of what it used to cost.
Exactly.
Also. Was that a principal flaw in IBM's business model, that it allowed all these other clones to enter the market as competitors and eventually drive the price down?
That's actually one of the great chicken and egg arguments in business circles. In some ways, it was a brilliant thing to do, and it did create this flourishing market for personal computers. But IBM did lose some control over this market. And, you know, maybe if it had all this proprietary stuff that others couldn't copy, it would have some greater control over this market.
Kevin Maney, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Maney is technology columnist for USA Today.